When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iceberg Recap, your home for Pittsburgh Penguins game recaps and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Carolina Hurricanes 4, Pittsburgh Penguins 2, back-to-back losses in the Metropolitan Division for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they looked pretty identical to the way that the Pens played against these two teams last season. The New Jersey Devils outskated them, and at the end of the day, the Penguins couldn't get more than two goals against the Devils. They lose 5-2 on Thursday night. And again, a close one between the Pens and the Hurricanes, where the Hurricanes carried the pace of play, but the Penguins stayed in this one till the bitter end with an empty net goal for the Hurricanes, extending that to a 4-2 lead. And again, the Penguins lose to the Carolina Hurricanes. The problem was, I don't think the Penguins had any real sustained offensive zone pressure after the opening moments of the game. They came out firing on all cylinders. It looked like the Penguins were going to bounce back in this game, and then, unfortunately, after that, they just didn't. I mean, the Hurricanes took over. The Penguins kind of faded into the background and kind of had to pick their spots at that point, because outside of a few shifts from the top line and then Evgeny Malkin eventually finding that one or two offensive scoring chance that he finds every single game, Pens didn't have much cooking against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Canes kind of shut him down a little bit. Antti Raanta had a pretty solid game, but I don't think he was tested all that much by the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the result was another game where the Penguins scored less than three goals and were unable to keep up because some defensive errors created opportunities for the Hurricanes to put goals in the back of the net and beaten Tristan Jarry. So let's get to that goal recap right now. Penguins opened the scoring once again this season. They've opened the scoring, scored the first goal 13 of the first 16 games of the season. Clearly that has not, you know, led to sustained success for the Pittsburgh Penguins, but still nice to be the first team on the board. Sidney Crosby scores his 11th goal of the season and extending his point streak to 11 games as well. Jake Guentzel gets his 14th assist, extends his personal point streak. Erik Karlsson gets his 12th assist on that goal, extends his personal point streak. But at this point, who cares that the three of them are all on, what, 6-plus at this point or 7-plus game point streaks, because the Pittsburgh Penguins have lost two straight. At the end of the day, I'm sure Sidney Crosby will echo the sentiment that he doesn't care how many games in a row he scores points. He wants to get the victory, which is what the Penguins were unable to do in this one. So they took a 1-0 lead out of the first period of play. Second period, one goal in that frame as well. This one comes from the Carolina Hurricanes' Sebastian Aho, who scores his 5th goal of the season. Assists go to Teuvo Teravainen and Seth Jarvis, which is a name that if you didn't know going into last night, you certainly know now if you're a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. Seth Jarvis had a tremendous game, as we'll talk about going forward here, and it was 1-1 after two periods of play. The Penguins didn't have a good third period against the New Jersey Devils, gave up three goals in that third period. So too did the Penguins give up three goals to the Carolina Hurricanes in this one. Brent Burns, just shortly after a penalty expires for the Pittsburgh Penguins, they killed the penalty, and then Brent Burns blows one past Tristan Jarry, probably the only goal that Tristan Jarry would like to have back. Looked like there was not that much of a screen in front of him. Burns shot it from the point, just blasted it past Jarry, and Jarry unable to keep up with it, and it became his Burns' fourth goal of the season. Assists go to Jacob Slavin and Andrei Svechnikov. A little bit later in the third period, after a goal was called back for the Carolina Hurricanes, it would have been 3-1. Instead, it is 2-1 because Madison Nickel was able to catch an offside on that third goal for the Carolina Hurricanes. Penguins come back, take that momentum, and turn it into a goal. Sidney Crosby scores once again his 12th goal of the season. Chris Letang, congratulations to him, picking up his 700th career point with an assist on the Penguins' second goal of the game. And Brian Rust continues to stay hot as well, as he gets on the score sheet with a secondary assist in that one. And it was 2-2. Penguins were hoping, hey, this is their opportunity. We have a tie game. It's a close game. We need to get this victory. especially with the two games that are coming up on the schedule, because this is the midst of probably one of the more important slates for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They lost to the New Jersey Devils when they had an opportunity to beat them because they were missing three of their key forwards. They're tied at this point on the road deep into the third period against Carolina Hurricanes. You just gotta have games like that. Unfortunately, that's not how it worked out for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Carolina makes it 3-2 with Seth Jarvis scoring a tap-in goal, his sixth of the season. Beautiful play by Jacob Slavin, who was all over the ice as well, especially in the offensive zone. Mainly known as being a great defensive defenseman, but showed some offensive firepower in this one with that beautiful pass to Seth Jarvis, who tipped that one directly behind Tristan Jarry. Brent Burns gets a secondary assist on that one, and the Carolina Hurricanes went up 3-2. Penguins were starting to push a little bit late in the third period, but they took a penalty and they emptied the net, and it doesn't matter at that point because Seth Jarvis puts it away, makes it 4-2, and at that point, you obviously knew the Pittsburgh Penguins were done. Seth Jarvis' seventh goal of the season there. Assists go to Sebastian Aho and Teuvo Teravainen. 4-2 is the final. The Pittsburgh Penguins are unable to pick up a victory, are unable to turn the tide after a bad loss to the New Jersey Devils on home ice. I thought they performed a little bit better in this one, but again, not enough to get it done against the class of the Metropolitan Division, an area in which Kyle Dubas headlined early in his tenure with the Pittsburgh Penguins. He said that the Penguins need to be better against their division, particularly against the top teams in their division. And they didn't beat the Hurricanes last season. They didn't beat the Devils last season. And now they have two losses against those two teams in back-to-back performances here in November. Three stars of the game in this one. It's going to be a little bit different. I wanted to highlight some of the performances that I saw. Two of them are going to be Penguins, even though in a game when you lose 4-2, it shouldn't be two of them being Penguins. You know, no disrespect to Jacob Slavin, but he's not on this list. Third star of the game, Marcus Pedersen has been so good for the Pittsburgh Penguins this season. Not a lot of people have talked about him. I've seen a couple stories get written about Marcus Pedersen, but very solid again for the Penguins in this one. Multiple Canes 2-on-1s early in the game. Marcus Pedersen shut it down before it even grew any legs. He's been phenomenal this season. And I know a lot of people are saying, hey, Erik Karlsson has been really good for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I'm not disputing that fact. Offensively, you cannot deny how good Erik Karlsson is. Defensively, much better than we all expected. Much better than I certainly expected. And much better than his reputation shows. But there are a lot of defensive deficiencies at points still, and when that happens, it's been helped that Marcus Pedersen has been there to cover for him and to make the defensive play. So a good job again by Marcus Pedersen in this game. There were a couple opportunities early where Karlsson got sucked in, and the only player back was Marcus Pedersen. At this point, if there's a two-on-one, the one defender you want back right now is Marcus Pedersen. Letang's had a pretty good season. There have been a couple nice plays by Ryan Shea, but on a consistent basis, Marcus Pedersen makes those plays. So definitely wanted to give him some of his flowers because he's been having a really good season up to this point as the best defensive defenseman on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Second star of this game. Ooh, the comment section is going to get on me for this one. But Tristan Jarry, I thought he had a really good response game after that Thursday night one, because Thursday he looked every bit of the bad side of Tristan Jarry that we have seen all season long. And this one, it looked early on that, hey, maybe this could be another one of those Tristan Jarry just shutouts where it was, hey, he had a horrible performance on Thursday, then he's going to get a shutout against a really good team on Saturday. I didn't say that, of course, because I agree with the superstitions. You don't say the S word in the midst of when one of those is being built. But I thought Tristan Jarry overall performed really well. He kept the Penguins in it much longer than they should have been in that game last night. 30 saves on 33 shots, and I will say two of those goals, the first one and the official third goal of the game, were not on him. They were tap-in goals, solid passing plays by the Carolina Hurricanes, and you need better defense. One, on that game winner by Ricard Raquel, who was in the net front. He did not do a good enough job to battle with Seth Jarvis. And two, on Erik Karlsson on that one, you know, he went to block the shot where there was three people behind him in the shooting lane. He needs to take away the passing lane in that one. He's in no man's land. It's a mistake by Karlsson. It's one of those defensive deficiencies that I talked about a little bit ago. So I don't take that one on Tristan Jarry either. The Brent Burns one, like I mentioned, probably one he wanted to have back. The Svechnikov goal that was disallowed, probably would have wanted to have that one back, but fortunately for him, it was offsides. I think in general, though, he looked good in this game, and it was a nice rebound performance for Tristan Jarry. Number one star of the game, Seth Jarvis, all over the ice for the Canes, not just with his three-point performance, the second of the season, but there was one exchange with Jake Guentzel where Jarvis, first of all, should have had four goals in this one, because if Jake Guentzel doesn't back check on that one opportunity for Seth Jarvis in the third period. He probably pots that one. And then Jarvis had a wide open net where he shot it past Tristan Jarry, but Jarry was able to put his stick back and make that amazing save, probably one of the best saves that he's made all season on Seth Jarvis. But, you know, the guy was all over the place for the Carolina Hurricanes. And the reason I'm mentioning it, obviously, when Guentzel thwarted him on that opportunity, Jarvis hustled back and stopped Guentzel on an identical opportunity that could have made it 3-2 in favor of the Pittsburgh Penguins at the moment. Solid play for him. Solid game for him. And once again, somebody on the opposing team steps up big time in the third period and takes the win away, or takes all points away from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Final thoughts in this one. A lot has been made about Rickard Rakell not scoring yet this season. He was bumped down in the lineup last night by Mike Sullivan, switched with Radim Zahorna of the third line. Now, I don't want that to distract you from the fact that, while yes, rightfully so, he's gotten a lot of crap for his performance, the lack of scoring around the lineup is becoming a very big issue. Defensemen not named Erik Karlsson, and there have been seven of them in the lineup this season, have a combined one goal. And that comes from Chris Letang. So Marcus Pettersson, no goals. Ryan Graves, no goals. Chad Ruedel, no goals. Ryan Shea, P.O. Joseph, John Ludvig. Here's the thing. You're not expecting them to score 20 goals in a season, but we're 16 games in now, and all of them are still at zero. That's an issue. You need to get goals every once in a while, once in a blue moon, from these different areas of the lineup. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're just not getting that. All their fourth liners, and I'll throw Jansen Harkins in there for his four games, two goals, and both of those goals came against San Jose. That was Matt Nieto, and that was Vinny Hinostroza. Both of those goals against San Jose. Not what you want to see. And again, might catch some flack for this in the comment section. Riley Smith started off hot. We were all talking about, hey, this might be the best line mate that Evgeny Malkin has seen since James Neal when he scored 40 back in the early 2010s. Riley Smith's gone six games without a goal, and in that stretch, he has one assist. I'm not saying that it's an issue that, hey, these players are all bad, but it's an issue where these players are not contributing. At least, like I mentioned on Thursday, when some players start to fall off, you need somebody else to step up. And at this point, you see Riley Smith falling off a little bit. Brian Rust is still having a heck of it. The whole first line is fine. Evgeny Malkin's fallen off a little bit. Riley Smith has fallen off a little bit. That third line has lost a little bit of juice, and nobody has stepped up for them in the meantime, which leaves you with Crosby, Rust, Guentzel, Karlsson scoring all the goals and nobody giving them a helping hand. Now, that was fine against Columbus when they combined for five. It was not fine against New Jersey. It was not fine against Carolina, and it won't be fine later tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights if they keep that up. So they need a little bit more consistency. They need a little bit more scoring from around the lineup. It's not just Rickard Rakell, although Rickard Rakell is the poster child for it, but the last player not named Crosby, Rust, Karlsson, Guentzel, or Malkin to score a goal was Drew O'Connor in that game against the Buffalo Sabres. So you need more from the lineup in general, and we'll have to see if they can get it later tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. That's it for this one. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.